Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Yankees are still scoring, I think, the second most runs in baseball. And I think they still lead the American League, or they're towards the top.
They're up there.
With that said, you've got two weaknesses in this offense. And you've seen it, obviously, over the last week where their bats have slowed down a little bit. Chase Headley is back to being Chase Headley.
Yep.
And we saw Joe Girardi give him a little bit of a respite and play Ronald Torres, who I don't necessarily think is an everyday player, but he certainly gives him a spark. And right now, he's better than Chase Headley. Right now, a lot of people are better than Chase Headley. And the other weak link is Chris Carter at first base. The thing with Carter
So is he like at a 2-for-25?
Oh, it's brutal.
Something like that.
And he's bad to watch. I mean, you watch him and you say to yourself, how the heck did this guy lead the league in home runs last year? But the good news with that situation is that Greg Bird, despite his awful start, is still a highly prized prospect. There's still a guy you have faith in. And he's coming back. He's going to begin a rehab assignment today or tomorrow. So you're looking at Greg Bird soon. At least there's like that reinforcement for Chris Carter. And you have other options. You could play Matt Holliday at first base. I don't know if they would consider playing Gary Sanchez a little bit more at first base, especially when Tanaka pitches, because clearly we're moving towards a Tanaka-Romine marriage.
Right.
But at least first base, you can see the turn. What's the turn at third base? I mean, are they going to bring up Gleyber Torres at some point? Would they move Castro to third base? Because you watch Chase Headley, Joe, and he reminds you that he's Chase Headley.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, they may bring Torres out. But again, I think you've answered this question a couple times. The bottom line is this. The Yankees are still 10 games over 500. I know they lost yesterday, but, you know, they've been winning. I mean, overall, they've been winning. So, I think if the team was in some kind of a bad way, you know, maybe they would do something with Headley. I don't know if they're ready to make that move yet.
I think what it does when you're winning is it slows down the process because less pressure to do anything.
That's exactly right.
Because they're winning games. You know, they scored the 9 runs on Sunday against Oakland. Yep. Their starting pitching has been pretty solid. I mean, Jordan Montgomery wasn't great yesterday, but he wasn't helped out by the Starlin Castro play.
Pretty good.
Yo, absolutely. CeCe was pretty good on Saturday. Yep. Tanaka was very encouraging on Friday.
Even though they lost, he was terrific.
No doubt on him.
No, he was great. Absolutely. Even though he lost the game, that's what you take away from that.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Looks like Tanaka again.
No doubt about it. You feel good about that.
Right.
So I think it definitely slows down the process when you're winning games. But I still think when you've got a guy struggling like Chase Headley, unless he turns it around, eventually you'll do something. The problem is, and I don't think anyone knows this, is Gleyber Torres a third baseman, or do they view him more as a guy that maybe shifts towards second?
But he's been playing everything down in the minors, right?
Well, here's the way I've been keeping an eye on this. So in AAA, at AA, he played mostly shortstop, a little bit of third, a little bit of second.
Okay.
So far at AAA, and he's only played 6 games, 3 at shortstop, 3 at third base.
Okay.
So you're starting to see them look more towards third base as at least the short-term
answer.
That's
the position they need him in the most right now.
Yeah, unless, and I don't know if you want to do this, unless you're moving Castro to third base. But now you've got two guys out of position.
Yeah.
So you're probably, even if it's a short-term thing, better off looking at Gleyber Torres as a third baseman.
You know what I was very surprised? Now, there was a time, and it doesn't seem, I guess it's probably, 15 or so years ago now, more than that, where the Yankees would dominate at Camden Yards.
They
would go down there, and most of the place is loaded with Yankee fans, and they would just destroy the Orioles all the time. Well, that's not the case anymore. I was shocked that they, since 2014, I was very surprised, they are 8-23 at Camden Yards since 2014.
It is very surprising
to me. I'm stunned by that.
They don't win there.
No.
You know, for whatever reason.
Absolutely not.
Now, remember earlier this year, they lost the first two games of that series. It was the first road trip of the year.
That's right.
And then they salvaged it.
Yep.
And I think they came back. I think they rallied on that Sunday
game. Yeah, and we thought that at that point, when everybody came, 1-4, I think, when they got home. What were they when they got home? 1-4, 2-4.
They were 2-4. They were 1-4 before they won that game.
That's right.
And then they went home, swept Tampa Bay, swept St. Louis.
And they haven't looked back since then.
No, so you could actually look at that game, that Sunday comeback in Baltimore, as that game that turned their season around very, very early in the season. But you're right. I mean, they don't win in Baltimore.
No.
It's bizarre.
There's a big stretch for them because they play all these games now against the division. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do now. They've been great. Let's see all these division games coming up.
You know, it's funny. It's interesting for the Yankees, but I think in a lot of ways it's bigger for the other teams.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees are in first place. Exactly. So, I mean, they're looking down at everybody.
And if you're the Red Sox or the Blue Jays, and give the Blue Jays credit because they're fighting back.
The Orioles just lost seven games in a row.
That's
too,
right. So. They needed yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday
right.
was a huge game in May for Baltimore.
No question.
But I kind of look at this stretch, and sure, as a Yankee fan, hey, you're testing yourself. You want to see what you do against this division. You have a chance to create kind of more room between you and everybody else. I think it's really big for everybody else, though.
Yeah.
Because if the Yankees go out on this run, and they win a bunch of these games, all of a sudden they're going to have a 5-6.
No doubt.
They're going to have a big lead.
Yeah.
So I think for the Orioles, and you just mentioned it, they lost the 7 in a row. The Red Sox, who got David Price back yesterday, one of your all-time favorites.
Oh, one of the best ever.
It's important for them.
I think of the greatest left-handers of all time. It's Koufax, it's Carlton, it's Warren Spahn, it's Tom Glavine, it's David Price.
Oh, Mr. October.
there we go.
Mr. October. I'll tell you, you know what? I know they gave up a lot, and it may turn out to be a bad trade. We'll see.
I forgot Randy Johnson. Sorry, Randy.
Yes, of course. Where would the Red Sox be if they didn't make that Chris Sale trade?
Yeah. No,
because
it's true.
Porcello hasn't been good.
No. Nope.
Price just came back.
Well, we never thought Porcello was that good to begin with.
No, come on. We knew last year. He's an every other year pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way he looks.
Yep.
But I really look at these divisional games and say, hey, they're bigger for everybody else. Everybody else has to keep pace with the Yankees at this point.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting as we head towards
29
June.
29 and 19. Nobody would have figured that. That's for sure.
No doubt about it. And give Tampa credit, too, because the Rays are hanging in there better than we thought.
Well,
above 500.
They give
500.
The Yankees trouble. I mean, they, you know, they beat them 4 out of 6 this year so far. So.
And lately, they've been giving everybody trouble.
They have.
And credit to the Blue Jays, who all of a sudden are only 3 games under 500. Yep. So you got 5 teams in that division. They're all getting a little bit closer.
Yep.
Toll-free number brought to you by Mohegan Sun, Connecticut. We got 4 Yankee tickets to give away, 4 pairs of Yankee tickets to give away. Let's kick it off with Richie in Queens, who saw his team fighting yesterday.
Richie.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. You know, my feeling is they do stink. There's no doubt about it. And and the Mets are going to have a better shot. The Mets are going to start pulling stuff together when they get people back. My team, just defensively, it's unbelievable. That incident was, from 3 years ago, calm down. You know, and Strickland, I don't think he's well-liked on the team too much. He's kind of an individual, but Posey's reaction was like I was just appalled. I've never seen that before. I've never seen a catcher.
Are you mad at Buster Posey?
Yeah, I am. And this
right
is what
now.
I'm thinking of.
Looking
and you know,
right now,
if it came down to like,
here goes the
Strickland, if Strickland said, you know what, I'm going to nail him and stay back, it's going to be me and him. You know, but I doubt if that happened.
That's possible.
Let me tell you right now, Strickland. I'm watching right now. Boy, he landed 2 stellar right hands.
Yeah, you know, initially I thought
Rocky Marciano would have been proud. I mean, I got to tell you.
Yeah, and I thought that I'm not a big fan of Harper either, but 98 miles an hour, I don't care if it's, I mean, obviously it's not at your head, but it's still it's still a message. And when he threw the helmet, my initial thought was, well, but, you know, he definitely threw the helmet away from him to get it off.
I don't think so. I think he just missed really badly.
He missed them, Rich.
I don't know, because if that's the case, then, you know, throwing the helmet, any kind of gear, it's really going to add to whatever suspension.
It should.
But the thing with, you know, and then did you notice that? Did you see Bumgarner took like a fleeting second?
Because Bumgarner would have been out there. Bumgarner wanted to come out. Then
absolutely, but for him to come out, it would have been, especially with. But, yeah, and the amazing thing, too, again, other than the Posey thing, is like in 3 minutes it was wrapped up. You know, I mean, because the Giants are not a physical team when it comes to that. I mean, the thing with Samardzija took a dove at him.
Oh, my God.
And he hit Morse.
Yeah, it was friendly fire between the two of them because they're both big men. They kind of collided. That was a bad one when, you know, he goes right into Morse, and I think they both end up on the ground. Yeah. I think it's possible that Strickland said to Posey, look, I want to fight this guy. So you could stay away. It looked bad. I mean, it looked like a guy that said, I don't have any interest in this.
Yeah. And you know it's a big deal with this brawl because and I won't say what the show is, they're actually talking about it on this show, that they never talk about baseball ever.
Well, I think
not really part of the game.
A baseball brawl, what baseball brawls will do, will get everybody talking.
Right.
I mean, the biggest story in baseball now is not even the best player in baseball getting hurt.
It's the back page of the Daily News. You got that wonderful picture of Tiger on the front page, and then in the back page, you got the brawl.
And I admit, like, I'm watching this game because, A, it's the Giants and the Nationals. You know, it's appealing. It's an appealing baseball game. And as soon as he hits him, and I'm telling my wife and son who's passed out.
Coming out again
I'm
now.
Like, holy crap, they're going to fight. They're going to fight. And then Bryce just takes off, throws the helmet. And he was trying to throw the helmet at Hunter Strickland.
Now,
he just missed badly.
Now, Posey did move. Now, if we watch in the replay, Posey did, after a couple seconds, start to go towards the mound.
Yeah, he waited.
I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, he didn't run right out there. He started, but he did go. He did make a move within a couple seconds.
And what's funny is that
that's worth.
It's worth nothing. Because you know what? That's like, yeah, okay, maybe I'll move. Right. Reminds me, remember the controversy with Jeter and A-Rod many years ago?
Yeah, well, there's been many of those.
Well, this was a controversy where they were friends when the Yankees and Mariners had a brawl. And Jeter and A-Rod just stood side by side and watched.
Even he was still, when he was still in Seattle.
He was in Seattle. Yeah. Jeter was a Yankee. Okay. And both guys really didn't get involved in it. And it looked like they were too chummy during this fight.
Mm.
But watching after the game, I wanted to see what Bryce and Hunter had to say.
Now here comes Posey. Posey waits until everybody, until the dugouts are completely
exactly
empty. And then he comes out.
That's what I'm saying. He waited. And he saw what was happening.
Yeah, right.
He waited.
Yeah, he's the last guy in.
Because he wanted nothing. Now,
he's the last guy in. And then he's like dodging away from him. He's kind of made like a left-hand turn.
Now, it's one
of. He kind of shuffled to the left.
It's one of three things.
Look like some of my putts that shuffled to the left.
Either Buster hates Hunter Strickland. Either Buster said, you know what? Hunter wants to fight him. I'm not going to get involved. Or Buster's afraid of getting hurt. It's one of those three things.
Something like that.
And if I'm a Giant fan, I'm mixed about it because I don't want him getting hurt. Guy's hitting 340.
Well, I mean, can I say one thing? No. I mean, he does have all his gear on, too. I mean, he's got a little advantage going in there with a mask and a chest protector.
He does have the protection.
Come on.
Now, my dad made a comment after this, and I hope he's right. From my dad's lips to God's ears, as you would say.
Yes.
That this could be the turning point into the negative for the Washington Nationals season.
Okay, good.
That, you know,
well,
Bryce
let's hope
is
your father
suspended.
Is being prophetic here.
Yeah.
Now.
Bryce is suspended. They lose him in the order. The team's kind of annoyed at him. Why even fighting? And boom, they lose 9 out of 12.
He threw the helmet at him and missed.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see the replay now, I mean, he was trying to hit him with the helmet.
No doubt.
I mean, there's no question.
And he should get more games because of that.
Yeah.
What if he hit him with it?
What a right hand Strickland hit him.
Oh,
with.
He was.
Oh, man. That was stellar.
And you know,
that was like an old Al Lee right jab. I mean, he got him good.
And there's nobody
with
on
the
this.
Phantom punch against Sonny Liston.
There's nobody on earth that can actually explain that Hunter Strickland didn't do it on purpose. No one can say that.
No, you can't.
It was
say
so
it.
Obvious. And here's the other thing. The last time Hunter Strickland faced Bryce Harper was in that divisional series in 14 when Bryce hit two home runs off him.
Oh, there you go.
He hasn't faced him since.
Well, he remembered.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure most pitchers know, like, every guy that ever hit a home run off him.
Oh, yeah.
They probably remember every one of them.
Especially when it's in the playoffs.
Right.
And especially when that guy takes too much time getting around the bases.
Right. And, yeah, not exactly the most loved guy in baseball.
Yeah.
You know?
So Mike Trout's out 8 weeks.
How about that?
No news. Bryce Harper brawls with Hunter Strickland. Front
sliding
page story.
Sliding head first into second base.
Yeah.
Messed up his thumb, right?
Allen and Queen's very happy about that.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.